This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You want to hit us up and get involved in the conversation, we'll be on the Twitch or on the YouTube. You can also text us 877-881-1053, the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Anything in particular the Rangers have to do in this Astros series to keep you believing?
Quick update. Everybody has filled in their seats now for the second set.
Did they?
Like, literally, maybe we just don't pay attention. Maybe the first set of the second semifinal, everybody's going to the bathroom or getting food or whatever.
That's an interesting point.
And then now it's completely full again. Now, but the Rangers need to win 2 out of 3.
Okay. And Corey, before you answer, I just want to remind you of how glorious this series can be. If we can go to cut number 10, this is as good as it gets.
And the pitch swung on and a high fly ball hit to left field. This is deep. Back is Brantley at the wall. He's looking up, and that ball is history. It just barely makes it into the Crawford boxes. A 2-home-run game for Adolis Garcia. That was a moonshot. 15 RBIs in this series for Adolis. It's 11-3, Texas.
That was after Evan Carter jumped, and you were like, no, don't jump Evan Carter.
But it was also after I saw those two idiots in the astronaut suits sitting there.
I think I still have a picture of that on my...
Astronaut suits? Was that... Did I say it wrong?
It sounded like you said it funny.
Okay. But they look like idiots, and they were sad, and obviously all of the easy headlines were, Houston, we've got a problem. Yeah, look at those dummies.
I still have a screenshot
just sitting there, and that guy representing Whataburger is like, you guys are stupid. So what do the Rangers need to do? Now, you just said, Mike, win 2 out of 3, and I decided to look back because we'd kind of talked about this earlier. I also agree 2 out of 3. That would get you to within 3.5 games of the Astros at the break. If you lose the series, you would either be 5.5 or 7.5 games behind just Houston, not to mention Seattle. And you're already losing the season series 4-3. We're not ahead in the season series.
We're losing.
We're losing it 4-3.
Crap, I read something wrong.
You only have one more series with Houston in the second half. You host them August 5th. To August 7th. So it does feel like, this is not fair because you still have a lot of baseball, but it feels like if you lose this series, even 2-1, man, that's going to be bad.
Well, you start going, how many times am I going to believe? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We're getting to the point where you're getting closer and closer to game 100. And by the time you get to game 100, if you need to go 50-10.
Right.
You're like, we're not going 50 right. and 10, especially if you've played. I mean, I get this. I did play in 07, and the Colorado Rockies might have gone like 25-1 to finish that year. And I'm not exaggerating that number. That's how crazy it was.
That.
And they got into a one game playoff situation and won that game. And then they went on and went to the World Series.
And then they got swept, right?
And they got swept. After sweeping, I think, in the playoffs, they didn't lose a playoff game in the National League. Then they got swept by Boston in the World Series. But I don't want to get to a point where going, well, if we win every game in September, I think we might make a wild card spot.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen. So at some point, you need to get back to 500 before August. And then at that point, you're asking to play 15 games over 500. You've played only 500 baseball through 100 games. And then at that point, you're like, well, maybe if you play 15 games over 500 the final 2 months, maybe you sneak into the playoffs. You just start doing the math and start seeing how your team's played through 100 games and going, it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah. No, that's a really big factor is, can you do enough consistently to convince yourself that you're that good? And that's really all I need for them to make me believe, Kevin, is be consistent throughout the series and convince yourself that you're still hitting well. Because, again, I know Josh Young, people are like, hey, man, like him not being in the lineup is definitely a factor. It's a definite huge factor. Evan Carter, virtually non-existent this year. huge factor considering what that team was last year. And so things are definitely different. But if you can start scoring some runs against them, you might have a stinker, dude. You might have one of those 22-1 games where you're just like, oh, God.
Can I give you real quick the three teams that have a better record than the Rangers? And let me ask you what you think their chances are of making the playoffs.
Okay.
Because I want to believe in these Rangers, and I still am, but it's really tough when you start looking at records that you're around. All right, a team that's just barely better than you by a half a game. These three teams are better barely than you by a half a game. The Detroit Tigers, what's their chances of making the playoffs?
Not great.
Probably 0%,
yeah.
Right? But yet, they have one more win than you do.
Yeah.
How about the San Francisco Giants?
Not great either, because aren't they fourth in their division,
yeah.
I feel like?
And then the Cincinnati Reds. They're all 45-49, and you're 44-49. You start going, gosh, I want people to hope. I want the fans to hope. Obviously, I want them to tune in tonight. I'll be on the pregame show and postgame show on Bally's for the three games today. So I want people to be excited about it. But then you just start looking around. You're one game better than the Toronto Blue Jays. And the Blue Jays are one of the major teams in the selling category.
And a huge disappointment.
Yeah. And so it's just really tough. I'm like, so this series, you look at it and you go, they're 49-44. You're 44-49. And I'm like, you have to win this series, because how much more do you want me to hope until I just start looking around? You have a similar record to the Washington Nationals, Toronto Blue Jays, Tigers, Giants, and Reds, and you want me to believe that you guys are going to end up getting close to 90 wins? Should I believe any of those teams are going to get close to 90 wins?
Yeah, and that is one benefit that the Rangers have in terms of their division specifically, because obviously if you go to the wild card, it gets bogged down a lot more, and somebody said it's not just about how far back you are, but how many teams you have to jump. That is a good part about being in this terrible division this year, is, and that's why the Houston series feels so important, is because you can make up some ground on them, and then it's just them and the Mariners ahead of you. So, like, if you want to get into the wild card, obviously there's more teams you'd have to jump over, but this feels like an easier path.
Do you feel like you have the pitching to make that kind of run, to make something special actually happen?
Because I just want to believe. Do you? You're 44-49. It's tough to believe in any of this.
Yeah. But none of that's just been consistent.
We're just
either
hoping, and then you're basing it on last year. Chris Young has said multiple times he's basing all of this off of last year. He's not basing any of it off of this year.
Yeah.
What could you do this year? What is right now Toronto, Detroit, San Francisco, Cincinnati, and Washington? What are their GMs saying about this year? Because they didn't win the championship last year. So they're looking at it going, hey, either we're an up-and-coming team who's building towards 2025, or this is a really bad year.
You're right, because I think it was at the beginning of the week, perhaps with G-Bag, that he said this is a team that had gone 40-20. And you're like, no, I mean, I know that happened last year, but now you're 44-49. It's a way bigger sample size. You closed out the season from 40-20 playing sub 500 ball before being amazing in the playoffs.
Now, obviously, the perfect scenario is you sweep. That looks really tough. The way Houston has played, especially after the first 25 games of the season versus how you've played, that doesn't look possible. But if you get to 47-49 and put them at 49-47, yeah, you are feeling great about how you went into the All-Star break, giving yourself an opportunity. But if you get swept, it's over.
Yeah.
I am going to come in here on Monday for the All-Star break. If the Rangers are 44-52 and get swept in Houston, and I will go, it's time to, I don't know what the Rangers are willing to sell, but it's time to sell, and it's time to think about 2025.
Hit me 13 home runs this weekend.
Oh,
I know that sounds insane, because it's like four home runs plus four home runs a game right there.
That is a lot of home runs.
But I'd love to see something like that. Take out Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman throughout the series. And hit me 13 home runs.
Okay.
7-1 game if you have to. All right. Like, I get it.
That is a lot.
So you ask, Kevin.
Okay.
So I'm trying to give you some cold, hard numbers here.
Okay. The Astros started the season 14-25. Since then, they've gone 35-19. They have.
So that's the team you're playing right now, not the 7-19 or the, what'd you just say, the record?
14-25.
Yeah. I mean, they started off horribly bad.
And I'm with you in terms of if the Rangers get swept,
it's over.
I know. I wonder if my brain would try to convince it on Monday, but just the facts look like it would probably be over. But on the flip side, and this just shows how crazy a swing you can get with just a 3-game series. If the Rangers, I know the Astros are playing exceedingly well, but if the Rangers were to sweep, now I'm looking at a team that I feel like, man, they have been playing awesome down the stretch. I realized they lost that game to the Angels. But before that, you had won 5 in a row. You would say, I'm going into the All-Star break having won 8 of 9. And this is the closest that I've been to 500 since the beginning of June, I think, give or take. That would give me all the confidence in the world. And that's just a 3-game series. How much I could feel like, oh, here we come versus we're done.
Yeah, plus Altuve can't play this weekend, as they said from the 817, because he's not going to play in the All-Star game.
I bet he somehow finds a way.
He's too hurt to play in the All-Star
somehow.
As a player, you never do this math, but just the quick math. We're going to go on extremes here.
Okay.
If you get swept, I'm going to say you got to get to 88 wins.
Okay.
Just to feel comfortable that you're going to make it. You have to go 44-22 the rest of the way. That would be what you have to do.
Yikes.
In your final games.
And you'd be coming off of 44-52.
Yeah.
So I need to win the same amount of games with 30 less losses.
Yes. So you just look at it and go, it's impossible. It ain't happening.
Yeah.
And then if you sweep 41-25. That just sounds more doable.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying they're going to sweep, and I'm not saying they're going to get swept.
But still hard.
More than likely, they're either going 1-2 or 2-1 in this series. But you look at the extremes, and if you get swept, and then all of a sudden, Seattle's playing the Angels right now, and then Houston is playing you. So you really need to win this series, because if you can be at 46 wins, you look at it and go, look, it's still going to be tough. You're going to have to play approximately 20 games over 500 the rest of the way. But that's what you've put yourself in a position to do, is you have to play the rest of the way approximately 20 to 25 games over 500.
Obviously, you can hear all of those games right here on 105 Through the Fan starting tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7:10 first pitch. Can we do some more shout-outs?
I was just looking at the season and how, like, this is the best stretch of baseball they've played all year.
For sure.
And against bad teams, but it's the best stretch that they've played all year. And maybe it's just the right time. That's all my eyes were doing, Kevin.
Man.
Just looking at the way the season is
going. You don't
have
to worry about Kyle Tucker either. He hasn't played since June 3rd.
Yeah.
So. Don't get me wrong, Corey.
Kyle Tucker must be a cancer to their team, because they've played better without him. So.
Man, I also look back at that Rockies team. Just bananas. So they finished the regular season, including the +1 game, 14-1. And then they won all 7 of their National League playoff games. So now they're up to 21-1. And then they get swept in the World Series. And I remember some people at the time where they had more than a week off or something. And they're like, oh, they need to keep playing. And
because they swept everybody in the playoffs. They had to wait a while for the World Series to start. And it was like they lost all their momentum because they're not that good. And I'll tell you what, they didn't win it. But you just brought up earlier in the show, hey, could the Rangers, based off this article, be the flukiest World Series champion ever? If Colorado would have won that World Series,
they probably would have been
in the history of baseball the flukiest champion of all time.
Because you literally would have had like a month of games where they took over the world. It is a shout out Friday from the 214. Shout out to my granddaughter. She made the world famous Kilgore Rangerettes.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Inspiring offensive lines all across the country.
What?
Because when their synchronization. I talked about this yesterday, Kevin.
Oh, that's right. That is true. Do they call their offensive line that too? That makes sense. From the 253, can I get a shout out from my son? He turns 25 today. Happy birthday, Bronco. Happy birthday to the Bronco, indeed. And then from the 214, shout out to my Garland PD brothers, Big Lee, Mario, and Koobs. I don't know if that's Gary Kubiak, if that's what you were going to ask. I'm just trying to process.
Every time I hear Mario, one, like the only thing that pops into my head.
That's Luigi. I like that. And then from the 817, shout out to my daughter, Victoria. She has a job interview at 1:30, hoping she owns it and kicks some ass.
What's she interviewing for?
Okay, we'll have to follow up on that.